Start your day the Torah Master Gimel Adar Tavshin Pehe Harav Avraham Moshe Lampin.
Four gewaltige mitzvahs in one day. Chiz Megillah, Betulis Lev Yoine, Shleuch Munes, and Sidus Pirem. What's the connection? What's the ending of these four mitzvahs? Seifer called Kedishas Laivi and B'ditsha Veruf. B'ditsha Veruf says a pshat. Before I say the B'ditsha Veruf's pshat, I want to be makdim a vort. I suppose many of you know the vort. I want to say the vort first, and then we'll go to the Kedishas Laivi. Is a famous Mesoira. Mesoira means that you find in the Torah the same word many different places, it happens to have a connection. We find three times in the Torah the word V'nishma. The word V'nishma. We find, this week says, V'nishma koinoi bevoya la koidesh. Habashas, the koin gudel, put on the me'il. The me'il was a me'il techailes. At the bottom there were parman zuah v'rimoy. There were remoinim, by the way, that were v'chayles, there was parman zuah, there were bells, right? So v'nishma koyle v'voyle akoyle. They came to the Besamikdash, v'nishma koyle, the bells used to ring. It's one v'nishma. Then we have v'nishma, nasa v'nishma, v'toyre, matn toyre, nasa v'nishma. Then you have the Megillas Esther, v'nishma, pisga oma meilech, v'nishma, also v'nishma. What's the connection between these three v'nishma, you heard the word? What's the connection between the three v'nishma? Tell you a pshat. And I'll try to guess who says this word. V'nishma. One v'nishma is, the Gemara says, the Rabbah says in the Gemara Megillah, mevatlen talmud toire for the avoide, mevatlen talmud toire for toire. Finish something that's got a shia, learning toire, mevatlen talmud toire to go to Hikris Megillah. As mevatlen avoide, kehaven, vadusam, vivim, dechuna, mevatlen, to come to Megillah. So Megillah, is greater than Avoida, and then even greater than Torah, because Mevatlin Talmud Torah, Mevatlin Avoida. And who says this memory? Rabbah says this memory. Gemurah Megillah Daf Zayin. So the Besoyer is as follows. We have, first of all, Nasa V'Nishma is the Torah, Kamal Kamuz HaTorah. And then we have V'Nishma Koyim V'Ola Koydes, that's the Avoida. V'Nishma Piskim HaMeilah, to listen to the Megillah, Ki Rabbah is even greater. And who says this? Rabbah says this. Rabbah says this memory. Who says this Dvar Torah? Who knows who says this Dvar Torah? Who says this Dvar Torah of the Messiah? It's a nice Dvar Torah. Is it the Pada? Balatirim. It's Balatirim. It's a Torah. It's a Rishon. Gewaltig. You might think it's a Torah. Some call it Chassidische Torah. Some call it a Torah Leda, Torah Ledaten. It's a Balatirim. The same Torah. Who teaches us our chai, our diet, who speaks with name and eze, he says this rhema, it's about serishin, it's about a tirem. First of all, I want to bring a rhema from this, that nobody should laugh in the chsin shetoyer. Because it's about a tirem, same toyer. And second of all, it shows that the removal of the toyer is so great, the toyer is my rhema's in the nishma, that Megillas Esther is even bigger than Nas in the nishma, and Megillas Esther, the toyer, is even bigger than Avoida, and it's my rhema's in the pussy, ki rhema said it. What the rishon? Why takia? Why takia is mikra megillah? It's who writes the Talmud Torah? Who writes the end of Avoida? Avoida from the Torah. Talmud Torah can get killed. Mesmes from the Torah can get killed. Why is Megillas Esther greater? Rabbi, ki Rabbi. Why pick the Rabbi? What's the chiddush? The Torah says the Rabbi says it. Why is the Rabbi said this memory? Kishislaivi is a gewaltige Yisod in Piren. Kishislaivi is the Rav Yitzchak Baditschele. He himself wrote Bamurim on Chanukah and on Piren. He called them the Kedishes. Kedishes, Shoyim, Kedishes, Shni, he called them Kedishes. And then the Talmidim, we blacked it over the Torahs. They called the whole side the Kishislaivi because he wrote the Kedishes on Chanukah and on Piren. He wrote the Bamurim on Chanukah being called Kedishes. And then they added other Torahs from the Hur that they wrote it, the Talmidim. And the Kuntzah of the Kedishas Leid, it was actually named after this Mamurim of Chanukah and Piren. This is a gewaltige Sache. The Gemurah says in Shabbos, famous Gemurah in Shabbos, by Yisyatzvi betachtes Sohor, melamed shekufa alayim hake gigis. The Eibishter took the whole mountain, Mount Sinai, lifted it up like a gigis, and they put it on the Eid, and it says, Eim ekam mefam teure es git, anish, shom taike virasches, and it can be forced to become a teure. We come and do a rabbi rise, it's like he forced. When he come to say to me, why don't you keep the Torah? I was forced into this geschäft. I was forced. He says, the Gemurah, who the kablib v'ayach ha-shvayrish. That's only tiller ha-shvayrish. From Piren, the Yibim mekabel the Torah mahavet. The whole force was only till Piren. But after Piren, the mekabel mahavet says, Rashi, why mahavet is a mess. They saw the mess of Piren, such love to Hashem, they'll become the Torah by Havre. That's the word of the Gemurah. So Toysus asks the Kasha. Toysus and Shabbos asks the Kasha. Why was it necessary to force the Yidin to become the Torah? Why is it called forced? The Yidin shouted, Nabalita Pashma Shputim, Nasim and Nishma. The Yidin wanted to become the Torah. So what's Pshat? They were forced. Toysus answered, tells them that Hashem was scared they might have Charutim. They'll see the big fire and have Charutim. They have to be forced, they shouldn't have Charutim. Says the Heilige Baditsche of Ruhm a different pshat to answer Toysus Kasha. A person has got Remach Avurim Shesu Gidim, 248 Avurim, limbs, and Shesu Gidim, 365 Gidim. And as is famously brought in the Al-Sum Akdoshim, the Remach Mitzvah Esser correspond to Remach Avurim, and the Shesu Lois Esser correspond to Shesu Gidim. The truth is, a person has got an Ashumma and got a gift. And B'tzeilem lekim usa sa'udam, the gift was created in the same tzira like the neshama. The truth is there's a rochnistike aive and a gashpistike aive. When the gashpistike aive has the neshama in the aive, it lives. After 120 years when the neshama goes out, you have the same gashpistike aive, it's not alive. Eilem aive is a rochnistike aive that makes the aive live. The goyim don't understand how it lives, how a person lives. Also, they know everything. They know how the eye works, how the heart works. But the Shulman Shtayin, nobody can explain. The goyim can't explain what happens after 120 years. The Shulman, what's the Shulman? They have no idea. They know everything. They know they can explain how the whole nature works, but they can't explain the mitzvahs of the chiyas. We are Yidin. We will become a Torah on Bar Sinai. And we understand that the whole gift lives on Rochnistike gift. There's a Gashmistike gift that lives on a battery. What's this battery? The neshama. So if you have a gashmistike hand, you have a gashmistike, you have a rochnistike hand. You have a gashmistike heart, you have a rochnistike heart. Says the Baditsche Ruf, like we know that a gashmistike gift lives on food. You eat, you drink, you sleep, you have koyach, you nourish yourself, you gashmistike. Obviously the rochnistike neshama also needs to have food. What's the food? The mitzvahs. The Remach mitzvahs esek correspond. The Remach avurim means that the food, the chiyas of the rochnistike limbs is the Torah mitzvahs. Just like a person does not be taught to want to eat. Even a little baby that's born cries in the middle of the night that she wants to. The baby wants to eat. Why? Because the gashmistike gift feels it. You get older, you're hungry. You have to explain that you're hungry. Explain that you're tired. Explain that you're thirsty. You give, feels it. The truth is that the rochnistike gift, the rochnistike avurim should also feel it. The hand should feel, I need tefillin in the morning. And sickest, the hand should feel, I need a lulav. Yeah? The limbs should feel the chiyas. Why don't we feel it? Because we have a gashmistike gift that covers the rochnistike gift. We put it in this world, if we would feel it like we feel food, then we don't know the soil, no avoid it. So we put it in the gashmistike world. And the gashmistike limbs, they cover the rochnistike limbs. The gashmistike limbs, oilam hazeh, oilam lush lehelem, it covers it, it makes it lost. So a person doesn't feel how his hand has to do a mitzvah, how his legs have to run to a mitzvah. Aber avru mevini the umas who became the whole Torah actually before it was given. How did the umas know the mitzvahs? Because they were so rochniestik avru mevini. Avru am yoy meinayni. Avru am gematri yiremach. Avru is a gematri of 248. Avru am twice avru am. Salve remach yash mistike limbs and salve remach ochtestike limbs. He said, I'm ready. How did he know how to ask the Sefer Kodesh Baruch Hu? What pulled him? How did he know? The Shechinah was there, Malachim came, and he ran to the Malachim. Like it's greater to go to Michael's Ochim. How did Avraham Avinu know? We learned from Avraham Avinu. How did Avraham Avinu know? The Terez Vaya, he saw the Mayuret, started running. He felt his limbs were running. So if somebody who was Rochnius, a tzaddik can feel in the limbs the tzoyer of the mitzvahs, but we are gashmistika people, we don't feel it. So Avad Avin shouted Nasam and Ishma, says the Madishana. Why? Because Matan Torah it says Poskes Zahavusa, the Gemara says in Shabbos. The whole Zahama, the whole Bat Chalukim that came from the Chet of Udmarishan, Poske went away. The Poske, if not for the Chet of Eigel, would have stayed living forever. So with the Achun of Kabusa Torah, well, the whole gashmius became clear, like clear glass, and the neshama started coming out. I started feeling like I'm going to be used to feel, felt the mitzvahs, the same way the Eden, ilika wunder of Nayar Sinai, v'leinus and unus atoyer, the yaini. Why? Wunder of Nayar Sinai on the toyer. The whole kibbutz of Nayar Sinai was to get the toyer. What's pshat? Says the kedushas laivi. The sky of the Har Sinai, they became so pure, so clean, like Avraham Avinu, that they could feel the Torah. Ili kevul of Nayar Sinai. Coming to Har Sinai, with the hachun of Har Sinai, I feel like losing the Torah would have been enough, because the Torah, they felt the Torah, they were hungry for the Torah. But Hashem knew there'll be a time, not always will Yidin be in this madrage. A person can't always be so elevated. The Pusik says, but the Cheskel, Hachayis, Rutzoy, Meshoyim, even Tzadikim, you have elevated times, you have low times. A person isn't always in the high. A person sometimes is high, it has Chayshik, he has Rutzen, and sometimes it's in the Verschluffen. Nishalom, all a person is in this mood of feeling Gochnius, even Tzadikim. But Miley said, how did they said Nasr and Ishma? But nevertheless, Kufa, Laim, Hakan, Gigis, that even in times, when they'll be low, you won't have this elevation, you won't have this clarity, you should still have the rutzen to be mekabel, that's the tarz of Tosfos Kasha. Although they were sad, they shouted Nasam and Ishma, they still had to have the kufalam hakin gigis to force them that not only in times of elevation, of chayshik, of rutzen, should they serve a kudosh buchi, even the time when it's not, without chayshik, still believe in a kudosh buchi and serve a kudosh buchi. So that's the Tzat Negimur. So why now we said, Tosfos Kasha is fine. Why did he need to have the Kuvla Waki Gingas? Although he said Nasav and Ishma. What now the Kasha is, why pink be my Humor and my Hashvairish with the Mekabu Mahava? If the problem was that people are not always in the high, people are not always in the clarity, and that's why they need to have this Kamuz Ol Nachshma. Why? With the Mekabu Toyre Mahava be my Hashvairish pink. Says Rashi, Mahava's a Ness. They saw the Ness of Pirim. So that brought them that even in low times they'll believe in the Kodesh Baruch and they'll have the Chayshik. Why? So this is live in the Chayshik. They're big in this. Kriyas Yamsev, Mon, the Ba'ayr, so many mitzvahs, so many nisim, I mean. Why ping the Nesav Pirim? That brought them to the Havah. Why is that? Kimi v'kibli ahidim, kimi v'shekibli kfar, why? Says the Kodesh Baruch, take it in them. The nisim of Kriyas Yamsev, the nisim of Mon, on a Malam Madecha Teve. It's out of the Gashmistic world. Bled from the Himmel. In Kriyas Yamsev, a lot of then, it's a beginner of the Malam Madecha Teve. But to be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu even when things go in Hester Punim. Esther and HaToyre and I, where do we see Esther and HaToyre? Says the Gemara, when Noichi Hester, Aster Punim. Even when time when it's Hester Punim, you don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an oil, you can hook a noise, you see Gashmias. Even then, to be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the koich, to be able to have the koich of Nasam and Ishma, even in a sense, when you haven't got the Chayshik. What's Nasam and Ishma? Nasam means Nasam, we will do before Nishma. How could they say Nasa V'Nishma? Said the Lich of Aruv. Like Avraham Avinu could do the mitzvahs even without being told. Nasa V'Nishma, we'll do the mitzvahs. And then we'll only hear. We can do it. Without hearing, we can do the mitzvahs. That's in the time of clarity. But how can we say a good book in the time of isn't clarity? There's it's a horror. You're down. You haven't got the chayshik. How? Pirim. Because Pirim were listed in the Dei Chateva. L'choyre, there was no missing amount of Dei Chateva. If you see the whole story of the Megillas Esther, you realize, ping, 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 Esther became the queen, and ping, ping, the Seiresh, and ping, the king couldn't sleep, and the woman came in, and the story goes, as you see the story, you realize how good Shmuchi is being, not even the Gashmias. There's a mushel from the B'nai Sos, there's a mushel, it's a mushel. Once this king wasn't healthy, he was ill, and had to have a medication for him. Mamish very, very, very sick, and his days were Mamish counted. Mamish had a few days to live, and the only way how he could rescue this king was to bring him a medication from a grass that grows in India. And those times, India was like further than Australia. India was out of no, nothing to touch with India. Who could go and bring this grass that grows in India? Impossible. The king is only a few days to live. And to go to India, it's a difficult challenge, and to get to India, to come back to India, it's impossible. And then, says the B'nai Sosra, even if you bring this grass from India, you have to have a doctor who lives in Spain, who knows how to mix this grass with other different elements, to be able to make it to a medication. They gave up. All of a sudden, comes a ship from India with this kefir. And all of a sudden comes this king, this doctor from Spain, and they're here. If anybody, Goylem say, and it's trying to say, it's by coincidence. There's no ness. It wasn't a man. He came from India with a ship. It can be done in time. And the doctor of Spain can come as well. But ping, things have pinged, work out this way, and he's ill, and they rescue his life. Everybody can realize how Hashem made this. Says the B'nai Sosra, same thing, Pirim. Pirim teaches us that even when things go, The normal current affairs, the normal, no big nisim out of the world, a person should realize Hashem is the Malmus. And when a person realizes that, then even in a time of Hester, he's also got this koyach to be able to have the chayshet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because not only when his rochnistiki limbs are awake, does he feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even his gashmistiki limbs also realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even when the gashmistiki Hester put me, realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the Yidu become the Toyo Mahav, Davka on Pirim, because Pirim was a time when Yidin realized that even when things look, the Hestapur look normal, they also realize how the Rochnistike, the Shoma, lives in their Gashmistike gif. That's why Davka on Pirim, the Mekamel Toyo Mahav, this is live. So now we go back to our Mesoire, of the Bahait, of the Balatirim. The choyre nasa v'nishma is the toyre, yeah. But nasa v'nishma means that nasa could v'nishma even without hearing the toyre. When people are elevated, say nasa v'nishma. V'nishma koyle b'voyle akoydesh also means when they do the avoider, the toyre. But the toyre, a person is elevated. Since yid not always elevated to be mekayem the toyre. What's the Eitzah? The Eitzah is V'nishma Piskim HaMelech. We have the Megillas Esther. It's Tagaoli with the Rabbunan. But this is the Rabbunan that gives him the Koyach into the Talmud HaToyre. That's why Mevatle in Talmud HaToyre, Mevatle in Avoide, Mikre Megillah, because without Mikre Megillah, it's Modu HaMavala HaEisitz, it's Kuma Haki Gigis. Avadish HaToyre, like the Eden till Pirin, they were Mekam HaToyre, Avadah. But it was Modu HaMavala HaEisitz, it wasn't with Chayshik. It was only when a person was elevated they have the Chayshik. Comes along the Megillah and teaches that even in times when a priest was Hestapur and didn't feel the Chayshik, nevertheless, you realize how Kodesh Baruch Hu is the boss and how he rules the world and how the Torah mitzvahs are our real chias, even when he didn't feel it. That's feeling. That's what Mevatle in Talmud Torah. Mevatle Megillah. Because of chias Megillah, because of Mevatle in Talmud Torah, Mevatle Avoyna, because of chias Megillah. Nasa Menishma is very great. A person feels Nasa Kod Menishma. I know, but this because we are koydesh, the Masamigdash, which shows that Kodesh Baruch Hu in times of Masamigdash, it was Guli, Gilish Chena, Avada. Avada never said this because we are koydesh, you come to the Masamigdash, it's elevated times. But sometimes it's time of Gula, it's time of Hester, and then Yidin, Hangot, the Chayshik, what's the Haitzah? Just listen to the Megillah. Megillah evolution, Megillah, says the Kishlai. It's Megillah, but even Hester Punim, also in the Kudish Buch. That's why Mevatl and Talmud Toyer, Vatl Avoyda, Kis Megillah. Why, Dafke Rabbah? What's the Kishlai Rabbah? Why does the Pusav Tzin Nishma Piske Melech Kirabu Hi? Says the Pusav, says the Ba'aitev, says the Balatirev, Kirabu Rabba, says the Smemre. What's the Chidsh Rabba? We know, and by Tzadikim, it's not only a person preaches. The story is told, professor was preaching in the university for the students about manners, about table manners, and about different manners. So the student thought, didn't live far from this professor. He wants to have a look in the window of his professor, how he eats, how he has his makai, his lecture, the fork on the right side, the knife on the left side, and this tissue and the serviette, and you drink, and then you say, excuse me, whatever, the man is a person meant to act. He goes to the window of his professor, looks into the window, really good to see how this person was eating, how this professor was eating with all his hands, without the fork, without the knife, fressing out of the top, with no manners, no nothing, shouting. The next day, he meets this lecturer in the university. He says, excuse me, sir, you're such a good teacher. You teach so nicely, so clear. How come I try to see how you act yourself? I didn't see the same thing at all. So he says, excuse me, but you don't understand. After me is a teacher who teaches mathematics. He teaches about triangles and about oblongs and about, they're different, about circles. He go to his house, he wants to be in the press, look like a circle, like a triangle, like an oblong. He teaches mathematics, and here's what he is. I teach manners, I am what I am. The Gashmir is, you teach what you teach, and you are what you are. There's no shaykhis, because he teaches mathematics and geometry. If it comes to a triangle, I'm not a triangle. I teach you mathematics, and I'm not a triangle myself. That's in Gashmir. Aber we say in the Mishnah, the Pirkei Avos, we say, Burech Shabucha Bohem Hirushnusam. Gebenched is the Eibishter who Bucha chose, Bohem, in the Tzadikim, in the Mishnah, in the learning, in the teachings. He, Hoy Moira, he said, he was what he said. When a Tzadik, when a Tana and a Moira says a Pesahadrucha, he is what he says. If Rabbi is the one who says, Mevatlin Talmud Teure, Mevatlin Teure, Mevatlin Avoyde, because of Mikra Megillah, as we explained the context of his life, because Mikra Megillah brings out that even a person is low and is in Yashmias. Nevertheless, he still realized that Hakadosh Baruch Hu, it must be Rabbah, some teaching of Rabbah. Rabbah must say that. It's Rabbah who says it. The Nishma Piskei Melech Ki Rabbah, it's very great. It's greater than Torah and Avodah. And Rabbah said it. Why did Rabbah say it? What do we find in Rabbah? Let's try and seek and find what. Where do we see that Rabbah was acting up to this Mama? Who knows? Who can think of Rabbah? Where do we see it? Just as a, not the whole Shas, only Megillah. That's Megillah. Who knows if it's very special about Rabbi and Pirim? A very famous story that happened with Rabbi, what?
Come Rabbi,
Shachtel Rav Zayin. Is that new? Somebody will come up with it. Come Rabbi, the Shachtel Rav Zayin. Also push a story. Rabbi called Rav Zayin to see his Pirim. And Rabbi was very good, the big city spirit. He got so happy, so mevissim. Chayiv inishli mesibim beperia. The person that has been very mevissim, he drank wine. He got so excited. Come, Rabbi! V'shachtel lechem zayin! V'shachtel lechem zayin! So, he was very upset. So, he was high meisim, mid life. Next year, he wanted to come again. He said, enough once. That's the gemurah, enough zayin, we'll buy some again. Can it be pushed up shot? If she has, so before she blew up shot, Rabbi means elevated, Rabbi great. Zaire is small. He brought Rab Zaire to his seder. And he brought Rab Zaire to such a, his spot is Hagashmi. Let me shocked by Mama Shechter, literally. The Neshoma is hidden in the gif. The Neshoma is hidden, the gif is the boss. Then the Zaire, very small, you feel very small, unsignificant. When the gif is the boss and the Neshomas are hidden, you don't really feel elevated, you don't feel worthy. You feel very lost, you feel Hester. Rabbi had this chis of being Rabbi great. He always realized how even in the Gashmistic body, you have the Neshoma, you have the Rabacha Vurim Rochni. So come Rabbi comes. And he brought Rabbi Zaira, the Yid, who is small. The Shachta, he shechted him, he took away the Gashmist, his Pashma Gashmist. What's Shachta? Shachta means the Neshoma goes out of the gift. What's Shchita? The Nesuchim is out of the gift. He brought down the Neshama out of the gift. Literally, Shechit. But the all, Avodah Hashem is not given to be always elevated. The person is meant to be in this gift. The Avi went to the Kodesh Kodeshim, and they were so elevated that they went out of the gift, and they were nifter. It's not a tzaddikim. The Heilige Rav Meir had to have a watch when he said Kese on Shabbos morning. Why did he have a watch? Because he was so nispul when it was a school that he might be nifter from his big elevation. Have a watch. Look at the watch to see the Gashmius in the world. The Rebbe of Mechelis Lotshever, every Shalashin is somebody who was there to make sure that he should still be in this world. He's so nislav, Rabban the Rabban. So what way somebody wasn't there, he was nifter. Tzadikim nafshi yotzum rabro. The Meshur can go out when they're the Slahavis. So come Rabbi Shachtel Rabbi Zaira. But the Tachlis is to be always so elevated. You have to be in this Gashmius in the world. You can lose the whole world. The Tachlis is to be in this all like, oh my Gashmius, my Gunnish Buchi. So he was in the Spalal, he should be still like Gashmius. Next year he came again. I want to go again. It's Pasha Gashmius. It's Gewaltum, the Gewaltum, the Gewaltum, the Gewaltum. Nicht this year, you to Sod. Gewaltum, the whole Sod. Not every year. So Rabbi is the one who told Rabbi Zaira to know that even when you're Zaira, even when you're small, you feel insignificant, you don't feel the chayshik, you still know, okay, you still know the Bamsdran, you have the Shoma that gives you chiyas, that's the main chiyas. So chayv in Shilasimu Imperium means the simchas piru, nichnas ya, and yutza sof, can bring out the Shoma, the sof. Rabbi was the one who brought it out with a great elevation. That's why we say, when the Ishma Piskamel, who says this? Rabbi, Rabbi says this. So again, we have the Masoyer. Nasa v'nishma, Kabulis ha-toyer, but the person is elevated. Nasa koin v'nishma, gewaltig. Then we have v'nishma koinoi, b'voyin ha-koidesh, when he feels the kedisha, he feels the besamigdesh, he feels the elevation, v'nishma koinoi. Avad, he wants to daven, he wants to make a ring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then we have the time when it's Hester Purim, we don't always feel elevated. So we say, v'nishma piskei melech, go to Purim. The Megillus Esther, that even when it's Hester Purim, when Ishma Piskei Melech understand that the king is there, might not be so elevated, but the king is still there. As we see this Ness of Purim, pink Esther will kill the queen, and pink Vashti was killed, and pink Bixim Seiresh, and pink the Shoyas couldn't sleep, and pink Homer came along. That's pink, Takash Burkim was the one who was leading the world, even in Hester Purim. That brings out a gewaltige Koi, that's why, but Vakna Voide! The Vatlin Toyer, the Kis Megillah, we got Megillah to be Megillah even in every circumstance, really, like Kodesh. Who says this? Rabbi says this. When did Rabbi say that? Come, Rabbi, Shachtel Rav Zaire. Rabbi, who was always in the gewaltige Madreige, brought up the Zaire, the small Madreige, to realize the receiver of the period brings out the Indian of the Zrochnius. This is a shiny word from the Ashtar Baba Beruf. It says, Nichnis Yayin, Yutzusot. It says, Yayin, the mitzvah of Yayin. Yayin, how do you have Yayin? Yayin is Yid, Vov, and Nien. What's the Gematria mitzvah of Yayin? What's the mitzvah of... 56. What?
56.
No, the mitzvah, the hitnos is Vov, Dalet, and Vov, and Nien. Nichmes Yayin, Yutzen Sot. Sorry. The mitzvah of Sot. The Nistah of Sod, sorry. Nichnis Yayin, Yutzu Soid. What the Nistah of Soid is Samach Vov Dalet. The Nistah of Soid is Memchov, yeah, Samach Memchov, Vov Vov, Lamed Tov, again. So what's the matter of Memchov, Vov, and Lamed Tov? You write it down. Memchov, and then Vov.
496.
496, what the Malchus? Malchus is twice Gematria of Remach. Sing the Bob Beruf so. Steht in das Hosre, twice Remach is Malchus Shemaim. You must say, drei Malchus Shemaim, Malchus Shemaim Shleim. It's like a proper Malchus. A full Malchus. It's Remach Avurim. Remach Avurim Rochniem. Okay. Remach Avurim Gashmiem. When both are elevated, when the Remach Avurim Rochniem, together, that's Malchus. Twice Remach is Gematria Malchus. Avurim was Gematria Remach. Avurim Enayim. Twice Remach, not only Remach Avurim, Gashmiem, Rochniem. Even the Gashmiem understand the Rochniem, but both Avurim. The limbs Gashmiem are connected to the limbs Rochniem. Twice Remach, Gematria Malchus Shleimen. Nichnis Yayin, the Matura of the Yayin of Pirim, the Yutza Sol, the Nista of Sol, Gematria Malchus. The hidden oasis of Sol, the Madreige of Yayin of Pirim is meant to bring you out. That the hidden soul, which is Malchus Schleimer and Achama.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.